Joining us with a look at the local news this morning is Sharon Alseth. Good morning, Sharon.
Thank you, Richard. Good morning, everyone. Enjoy the quiet before the storm because it appears one is coming. A winter storm watch takes effect this evening through Wednesday evening. National Weather Service meteorologist Jason Puma says it will come in two waves, the first moving in late this afternoon.
However, the next and much stronger wave of precipitation will begin late tonight and into Tuesday and into Wednesday as well, and that's when we're going to see the significant icing across central Indiana.
About an inch, heaviest along the I-70 corridor, and while the ice is a concern here, we shouldn't get much snow. That'll happen in north central Indiana on further north, where as much as a foot of snow is expected. It was a busy night for Indianapolis police and firefighters. An unidentified officer is hospitalized after being struck by a habitual traffic offender who was leaving Lizard's Pub near Madison and Thompson. The driver, 31-year-old Michelle Marse, was later shot by police and was in critical condition. The officer does not have life-threatening injuries. And Indianapolis firefighters are investigating 11 vacant garage and house fires over the past 24 hours, most of them on the south side. Calling is today for IMPD Officer David Moore from 2 to 8 p.m. at Crown Hill Cemetery. The funeral is tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Conseco Fieldhouse. The public invited to both events. The 29-year-old officer died last week, several days after he was shot during a traffic stop. The Indianapolis Star reporting this morning that Indianapolis Public School Board and Superintendent Eugene White will hold a private meeting today. Last week, White threatened to quit if the board didn't go along with his recommendation to reassign about two dozen administrators. The board did vote against his wishes. A public meeting is scheduled tomorrow. As the legislature works on education reform, teachers are bringing their own changes to the classroom. One innovation is the new tech curriculum used in several Indiana high schools, including Decatur Central. Director Tom Winicki says new tech is project-based learning, teaching critical thinking skills.
Students are able to see why we're learning this information. You go into a traditional classroom and typically you ask a student, why are you learning this? And they'll typically respond, because it's on the test. It has no context. It has no meaning. And so by providing rigorous projects that have real-world problems, the students understand why they're learning what they're learning.
Well, Nikki was a guest on WFYI Radio's No Limit show. Coming up this Thursday at noon, we'll talk about Indy 1 year away from hosting the Super Bowl. Ball State University has a new ranking among colleges. The Carnegie Foundation for the Advancement of Teaching has classified Ball State as a high research university for the first time. IUPUI is the only other state university to hold that status. The foundation says the classification allows researchers to compare institutions, but does not rank the quality or importance of the research being done. And Indiana Pacers former assistant coach Frank Vogel is now interim head coach. Pacers president Larry Bird says Vogel replaces Jim O'Brien, who was let go on Sunday.
Well, usually when this stuff happens, people start calling. But, obviously Frank's going to be in there for the rest of the year, and we'll see how it goes. If he does a good job, he'll be our first interview.
The Pacers have failed to make the playoffs each of the past three seasons and are 17-27 this season. Bird and Vogel both say they expect the team to make the playoffs this year. WFYI weather, today mostly cloudy with a high of 28, and then that winter storm watch takes effect this evening all the way through Wednesday evening, with light freezing rain changing to sleet tonight, low 25. And then tomorrow and tomorrow night, freezing rain and sleet with about an inch accumulation expected. Tomorrow's high 28. Then on Wednesday, cloudy and breezy with a 50% chance of snow, steady temperatures in the lower 20s. Right now it's cloudy, 21 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.